Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
You can join the conversation about matric sup exams or new exam sessions. You can share your thoughts by voice note as well on 072-567-1567. Let's get a view from someone who has extensive experience, not only as a teacher, but also as a parent, and currently is the CEO of the Governing Body Foundation. Tim Gordon joins me on the line. Tim, thanks for your time this afternoon and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pippa. Good to be with you and with your listeners.
This decision was actually passed last year in Parliament already, so it may come as a surprise, but it perhaps shouldn't. Were you aware of the move towards this new exam session in the middle of the year?
It shouldn't come as a surprise, no, Pippa. We were definitely aware of it, and I was just looking back. We already informed our schools about it in December 2016. That was when we became aware of it, and we told our schools that this was being lined up for next year, yes.
Okay.
So it's not a new thing. It is something that we have seen and that we have discussed.
Okay. Tim, what do you make of the decision? Are you among those who seem to be in favour of the move to do away with those early in the year SUP exams and rather have a separate exam session? Or do you, like Satu just told us, have concerns about the impact of wasted time and the impact on tertiary education applications?
No, the reality is we would certainly be supportive of the whole thing. We believe it is going to open up far more opportunities than it closes. If one has a look at the, in inverted commas, the old SUP, in other words, that one which was written in February, March,
yeah,
the results of that, in any case, only became available in May. So the year had gone already. Nobody can apply to university in May and hope to get in that year. The second thing is that really the SUP, although there would be one or two small exceptions to it, was designed to get a matric certificate for people who hadn't passed. It wasn't really designed to get people into universities.
Okay.
So this is going to make that a far more sustainable and sensible system. The difficulty with those March SUPs was that a number of people enrolled but didn't bother to turn up.
Yeah.
And the vast, vast, vast majority of those who wrote didn't pass. If they didn't know their work by November, they were highly unlikely to know it by February.
Yeah.
So this then, it puts together two things. It's not really getting rid of anything, and it's not a brand new one. We have for a number of years had, in any case, a second matric in June. And that was particularly designed for adult learners who had started doing their matrics before the CAPS syllabuses that are now in use were even designed. So they were still trying to get an old matric, if I can call it that. Mm-hmm. A matric which used to have six subjects, not seven, and which had slightly different syllabuses. So there has always been a June exam, not always, but for a number of years. And what they're doing is they're now opening up that exam and modernizing it so that people who didn't pass, as well as people who just found seven subjects too many to do at a time and decide to do it in, say, a 4-3 or a 5-2 breakdown, are able to spread their matric exam a little bit further with a much better chance then of success. Mm. So we are pretty supportive of it. We don't believe that there are any significant numbers of people that are going to be disadvantaged and a number who will be advantaged.
Tim, let's talk about the sort of qualifications for rewrites, because there were very strict criteria for who qualified to write a SUP exam under the old system. You had to have achieved a certain percentage for one. You had to have only failed, I think, a certain number of exams to qualify, etc. Are those qualifications going to be transferred to this new exam or newly reinvented exam session, shall we rather call it? Or do you think it's going to be less onerous to qualify to write?
As we understand, it will be much less onerous to qualify. You see, somebody who perhaps, as I mentioned just now, wants to spread their exam over two sessions 6 months apart will now be able to do that. So more people are likely to get into it than fewer people.
Tim Gordon, thank you so much for those contributions. One final question, Tim, is the response from your schools when you've taken this news to them and chatted to the school members of your organization? Have they too, like you, seen largely positive outcomes?
They have certainly been very accepting of it in our experience. We didn't get a huge response either way, but very, very few. In fact, I cannot think of a single school that said, no, hang on, this is not something that we should be doing. So generally speaking, the schools have been very accepting of it.